His life, praise God, makes things perfectly clear through his life that he lived. Hallelujah. He was the one that said, praise God, I'll make you the head and not the tail. And let me tell you something, that's the truth. Praise God. He's the one that said that I will give you power, praise God, to overcome the things of this world. And those are the truth. Praise God. And he lived the truth. And he was the embodiment of the truth. Praise God. He said in his word in John the 5th chapter and verse 24, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We're praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Morning. Thank you for tuning in to Telling of His Goodness broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Wren. I pray that you were blessed listening to Living in Troubled Times by Pastor Freddie Solomon on the previous weeks. We did it in series, and I tell you, I was truly, truly blessed by listening at it. It brought many, many blessings to my heart and to my family's heart. But I would like to thank you so much. If you would like to get the CD in its entirety, you may call me at 318-305-6965, and I will be glad to mail it to you. Praise the Lord. And I know the Lord, the word of the Lord is always on time. Lamentations 3:21, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Psalm 67:1. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Amen. And you can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/ telling of his goodness, to inbox me with prayer requests, comments, likes. And you may also email me at randabrenda96@gmail.com to request prayer or to give a testimony of if the broadcast has been a blessing to you. I would appreciate hearing from you. And I really thank ones who've already called in and who are still ordering the book, Telling of His Goodness. Mostly everything that I minister about, touch bases a little bit in the book, Telling of His Goodness. Praise the Lord. So I do have a word from the Lord. The Lord is truly good all the time. Praise God. And I just thank the listeners again for tuning in every Tuesday morning at 11:45 to 12 high noon. Amen. I'm sure I pray that you're truly being blessed through the broadcast. And lately I've been going to a lot of weddings, praise the Lord. So the Lord has given me a message from Matthew 25:1-13. I may not be able to finish it on this morning, but we shall continue on next Tuesday, God willing, that we can finish it. Because truly the Lord has laid this on my heart about the end times. Praise God. And as we read Matthew 21st chapter 1 through 13, reads the parable of the 10 virgins. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen, amen. So my question on this morning that the Lord laid on my heart is, will you be ready when the bridegroom come? Praise God, praise God. So Jesus spake in parables, and a common method. Parables are a common method of teaching in the Near East, used to convey spiritual truth through a series of earthly comparisons. Kingdom of heaven is the spiritual form of the kingdom in the church. So Matthew chapter 25, when Jesus was with the disciples at the Mount Olives, he spoke in parables concerning things that were familiar to them. Like in this chapter, 25th chapter, it concludes our Savior's discourse. This was his final message he was conveying to his disciples, and which began in the foregoing chapter concerning his second coming and the end of the world. This was his farewell sermon of caution, as that John 14, 15 through 16 was of comfort to his disciples, and that had need of both in a world of so much temptation and trouble as it is today. The application of that discourse was, watch therefore and be ye ready. Now, in persecution of these serious awakening caution in this chapter, we have 3 parables, the scope of which is the same, to quicken us with the utmost care and diligence to get ready for Christ's second coming. Now, it concerns us to prepare for Christ's coming, that we may be then ready to attend upon him. And this is shown in the parable of the 10 virgins. Praise the Lord. And the Lord, the number 10 was so fascinating to me. I'm like, why the number 10? But back, the Jews never held a synagogue, circumcised, kept the Passover, or contracted a marriage, but 10 persons at least were present. Boaz, when he married Ruth, had 10 witnesses, and that's in Ruth 4 and 2. The bridegroom is our Lord Jesus Christ. As I mentioned earlier, we had a lot of weddings in our family in the month of May. There were 4 close weddings, praise God. One was my middle granddaughter, who after 13 years, she finally said yes. Praise God, and they were married on May 16 of this year. But when I think of a marriage, I also thought of my wedding in chapter 1 of the book, telling of his goodness about 46 years ago, and how that, first of all, we have to, when our fiancé, who we're dating, ask us to marry them, then we say yes, then we know Then we start planning for that wedding, praise God. And on this morning, the Lord just quickened my heart to a marriage. And as I begin to think about saying yes to your fiancé, concern, if you know, to get married, the Lord was saying that is how I would want you to say yes to being born again. Yes to my will, yes to my way, yes in repentance, Lord. And so those are the steps of a marriage process, praise God. So I was so amazed because the Lord says that, praise the Lord, in Romans, praise God, 10 and 9, that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, praise God. And God is truly so good. And in Romans 3:23 say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we have to be prepared as Jesus was teaching on the parable of the 10 virgins. And the virgins are like the bridesmaids. Now, the bride is the church, the sincere, born-again believers, praise God, whom the Lord is coming back for, either by death or by the rapture, praise God. My husband used to tease me all the time, and like, I don't know about you, but I want to be caught up in the rapture. I'm like, well, I do too, praise God. But the Lord saw fit to call him home in 2012 by death. And witnessing that, how so suddenly the Lord came, called him home. Within 3 days, that on the fourth morning, he took his last breath, and I was there watching, and it was so suddenly. I feel that he felt he was going to go soon, but I didn't know it at the time. So he began to make preparation, whether he felt good or not, to still keep on going to church, keep on fellowshipping, keep on working for the Lord, keep on having an humble spirit, praise the Lord. So in this chapter, I feel like the Lord is saying we have to be prepared. Well, first of all, we must be watchful because we don't know the time nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Praise God. And then we have to be prepared for his coming. Amen. And on this morning, I feel the Lord is saying, be ye therefore ready, because you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Praise God. So we have to be ready when he comes. The most things, how we have to be ready is by being born again, accepting him as our Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. We have so many different doctrines and so many situations. We read about the wise, those who were wise, praise God, the ones who accepted the Lord and the ones who were sincere, saved. And we read about the foolish, praise God, those who didn't have enough oil in their lamp. And when the Lord came, their lights went out, praise God. But we have to be prepared, have enough oil in our lamps, amen, that we can be ready when the Lord comes, praise the Lord. So God is just saying, keep your lamp trim and burning. You know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. And even with my husband, when the Lord called him home, and that just let me know for sure that sooner or later we have to leave this old world, praise the Lord. We didn't come to stay. Amen. But the Bible says, appointed unto men, once it's appointed unto men, once to die, and after then the judgment, praise God. And God is just so awesome. He loves us so much. He would that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. That's why he's delaying his coming. That's why he's giving us to be, just keep on building, keep on praying, keep on being sincere, get in his word, grow thereby. Amen. That when he calls, we'll be ready. Amen. And even at the rapture, we see the signs of the times. We see how the weather is. Even it is, could be sun out 1 minute, rain and storm in the next. Amen. But God wants us to be ready. We can hear of disasters and everything that's going on all around us. We can feel in the atmosphere that something is about to happen, and we don't know how soon, but we must be watchful and prayerful. And I'm so thankful this morning that the Lord saved me. It was not easy after I got saved, but I had to keep on studying that word, hiding that word in my heart that I might not sin against the Lord. Had to keep on putting on, putting on, as the word began to come alive in my heart, it began to take off the old me. And 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if